sin and to forgive us our sins.
Eleison, Lord have mercy.
On us, O God, the Father, the Pentecreator, O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our hardship and tribulation but you. Absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgression, those which we have committed willingly and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name which is called upon us. Let it be according to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us this day our dear bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, ever. Amen.
Se vexasti per to agion timion zoron to decisionimon que prosperonton leison.
Alleluia, fai bebi eho etaim shoise same.
Efez marot en je efno devio pe pantokrator. Efez marot en je pef monaganis en shir isos be arrestos penchois. Efez marot en jepim neumais oem em paraklin ito.
Amin. Wahidun waleb el kudus, wahidun waleb el kudus. واحد هو الروح القدس امين مبارك الرب الى الابد امين يا جميع الامم باركوا الرب ولتباركوا جميع الشعوب لانه رحمته سبت علينا وحق الرب يدوم الى الابد امين هللويا
Que ahí que esto se ona
stone onon amén aleluya
Eshli le flogeson
Es
muere pasi.
Et obne mate.
Mar in cibe mutem personam shos noti penzotires os pie Christos. Η προδινήγω να βερβαίσαι να φάρει ερον αυσόπ την ερω αυτή άσο ερον αυτή τον αυτήν τραϊτάν όσαι εν σοφόν. Μαρήν τερχόπος εν τεφ αρή ερον χεμπάς ο αφάιν εμνο ότι ερον τεπον χεν ηρεν εν γεβεν επί πάντο κερατώ. Ω ρεψόι σε πενότη.
Ρώσευ εξάστε.
Κιένε.
If me, the choice of naughty, be pantok ra. Ah, eviotem pencios open noti, open sotir iso, ospi echarestus, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition and every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, girded us, accepted us yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
And read your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counterfeit man, and the rising of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people and from this holy table and from this holy church that is yours. But Lord, which are good and profitable, do provide for us, for to you given the authority to trade in serpents and scorpions, upon the power of the enemy.
Servants, ministers of this day, the priest, the deacon, the clergy, and all the people, and my weak self be absolved from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouths of the 12 apostles, and from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Saint Mark, the apostle martyr, the patriarchs, Saint Severus, our teacher, the Discourse, Saint Athanasius, the apostolic, Saint Peter, the holy martyr, and our priest, Saint John, Chrysostom, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory, and from the mouth of the 318 assembled at Nicaea, and 150 at Constantinople, and 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Pope Avatavadrus II, and from the mouth of his partner, our Bishop Ambabulus, and from the mouth of my abject self, O blessed and full of glory, is your holy name, O Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and at all times and under the age of all ages. Amen.
Thank you. Negra. fellow servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle according to the gospel of God, a chapter from his epistle to the Thessalonians, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is manifest evidence of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Since it is a righteous thing which God, with God to repay with tribulation those who trouble you, and to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes in that day to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. Therefore, we also pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and you in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The grace of God the Father be with you all.
The Catholic epistle from the first epistle of our teacher, St. Peter, may his holy blessings be with us, amen. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable adulteries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling, as each one has received a gift. Minister it to one another as a good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified, through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Hey. A reading from the Acts of our Fathers, the pure apostles who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessings be with us all. Amen. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. When they heard this, they were furious and plotted to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theodosius rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God." And they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Today is the 21st day of the blessed month of Hathor. May God in infinite goodness and renew it for us in peace, and cultivate our sin and iniquity forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, and my Father, and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the monthly commemoration of the pure Virgin, St. Mary, the Mother of God. The blessing of her intercession be with us all. Amen. Also on this day of the year 270 AD, St. Gregory, the wonder worker, departed. He was the Bishop of Neo Caesarea, the capital of Pontus in Asia Minor. This saint, who was born in the city of Neo Caesarea in the year 213 AD, the two rich pagan parents, and his name was Theodore. He learned philosophy and wisdom at a young age. Then he went to Athens, where he studied the Greek and Latin subjects. From there, he went to Caesarea, Palestine, where he met the scholar Origen, who taught him Christian philosophy, theology, and the interpretation of the holy books. In the year 235 AD, he went to the city of Alexandria, the culture center of the world at that time, to complete his studies. There he visited often the catechetical school to listen to the sermons and discourses of Saint Dionysius, who later on became patriarch. He returned to his hometown, Caesarea, in the year 237 AD. In the year 239 AD, he was baptized, and then he went to the wilderness, devoting himself to prayer and ardent worship. When the Bishop of Neo Caesarea departed, Phoedimus, Bishop of Amasia, recognized with a divine revelation that the one worthy of the bishopric rank is Theodore the Hermit. When the saint knew that he escaped going from one wilderness to the other hiding, the bishop Phoedimus was forced to take a Bible and pray the prayer of ordination over it, as thought he was present, ordaining him a bishop by the name of Gregory. During his hiding, he saw in a vision someone telling him that this ordination is from God. He did not hesitate, rose up immediately, and descended from the mountain and went to Neo Caesarea. The people went forth to meet him with great honor and completed his ordination in the year 244 AD. The Lord performed many signs and wonders at his hands, so that he was called the wonder worker. As an example, two brothers owned a lake from which they made a good living. They had a falling out because of it. Then, when they were unable to reach an agreement, they sought the wisdom of St. Gregory to help them settle their differences. He judged that they should divide the yield of the lake equally among themselves. When they did not heed his judgment, he entreated God, and the water of the lake dried up, and it became a firm land, which they divided among themselves. During the persecution of Decius, in the year 250 AD, he went into hiding. When they knew his plague, they went seeking him, but they did not find, except the trees instead of the bishop and his deacon. The saint attended a council in the year 262 AD to judge Paul of Samosata. After he completed his good in the over, departed in peace and was buried in the church, and he built in Neo Caesarea the blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 575 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Pope Cosma II, 54th Pope of Alexandria, departed. This saint was born in Samanud and became a monk in the monastery of St. Macarius. This father lived a righteous life, so they chose him patriarch and was consecrated on the 14th of Abib, 567 AM. Right after his enthronement, he sent an epistle to his spiritual brother, the Antiochian patriarch, expressing the unity of the Orthodox faith. He in turn received a reply confirming the Orthodox faith. This pope, however, and his people faced many tribulation and great affliction, and especially because of Chalcedonians. In spite of all the affliction that he experienced, the patriarch continued teaching the believers, confirming them in the Orthodox faith. He stayed on the patriarchal throne for 7 years and 7 months, and after he finished his good and over, departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also of the year 494 AD, St. John el-Tabais, known as St. John el-Asyuti, departed. This saint was born in the city of Asyut in the beginning of the 5th century of Christian parents. They brought him up in a Christian upbringing. Early in his life, he went to the wilderness of Shehit and became a monk under the guidance of St. Isidore. He stayed there for 5 years in prayers and fervent worship. The angel of the Lord appeared to St. John and guided him to go to the Asyut mountain in a cave. There he spent the rest of his life. He was well known for his austere asceticism, but in spite of that, he met his visitors cheerfully. Many came seeking him counsel. His counsel, he was renowned for foretelling things before it took place and performing miracles. This saint lived a solitary life in the cave of extended periods of time. In spite of that, he met all those who came asking for advice or to be healed. He encouraged his visitors to care for the poor, the needy, and to pay their debts. He divided the debts into three portions, the first of the clergy, the second of building churches, and the third of the poor. This saint published many works, commentaries on the New Testament, and many spiritual sayings. When his departure drew near, he asked that no one seek him for 3 days. He spent praying, then departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also, the church celebrated the commemoration of martyrs, Saint Alpheus, Zacchaeus, Romanius, and John. Also on this day, in the commemoration of Saint Thomas, Victor, and Isaac, in the city of Ashmun, the blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. Also on this day of the year 1232 of the martyrs, the body of the great Saint Amba Yehnes, Saint John Kama, the priest was relocated from the monastery in the pool of monasteries, which was situated about 3 kilometers to the southeast of the monastery of Saint Bishoy. This pool of monastery included the monastery of the great Saint Abba John Colobus, the short of dwarf, which was the biggest of them, the monastery of the great Saint Amba Yehnes Kama, the presbyter, the monastery of El Habash, Ethiopian, and the monastery of Armenians, and also the cemetery, the tomb of the father of monks. All these monasteries were ruined with the later part of the 15th century or the beginning of the 16th century because of the diminishing number of monks and the severe infestation of white ants that destroyed its wood, the inability of the very few monks who were also very poor from renovating or just upkeeping these monasteries led to its abandonment. The ruins of these monasteries still exist and can be seen till now. Those monks who remained in the monastery of Amba Yehnes Kama moved to the monastery of the Virgin, the Syrian. They moved them the relics of their father Amba Yehnes in a wooden reliquary, and they placed it in a shrine in the monastery. They had also with them the marble stone that engraved on it Coptic the date of repose of the saint, the 25th of Kiyak, year 557 of the martyrs. They fastened it on the wall in the church, the Virgin El Surian Monastery, which still existed till this present time. The blessing of the great saint be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
So Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the holy apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see and in them, and to hear which you have not heard them. But as for eyes for thee see, and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospel, to that prayer is of your sins. Remember all our must forbidden us to remember and supplications and prayers which offer upon to Lord our God, those have already fallen asleep, repose them who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the holy gospel, a reading from the gospel according to our teacher Saint Luke, the evangelist. May his blessing
be with us all. Amen.
Open sotirum, open orotirin, Isos piarestos epshirim efnot, yet on pion of shaini, Piu fapenoti pe shaini nentinirtiruami.
From the Psalms of our teacher David, The Prophet, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. But you, Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and have the son of your maidservant. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life, also he can't be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king going to make war against another king does not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is still a great way off, he send a delegation and ask condition of peace. So likewise, whoever of you does not forsake all that he has cannot be my disciple. Still is good, but if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It's neither fit for the land nor for the dunghill, but men throw it out. He who has ear to hear, let him hear.
Glory be to God
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God. Amen.
Today we hear at the beginning of the Gospel some amazing words from our Lord Jesus Christ. And you all know that God is love, and Jesus Christ, you see him as very compassionate and merciful. Especially in the Gospel of St. Luke, we see the Lord as very compassionate and merciful. But let's hear the beginning of the gospel. He said, great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife, children, brothers, sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Why is the Lord saying, that in order, as a condition to be his disciple, and each one of us wants to be a disciple of Christ, a disciple is a follower of Christ. So he's saying to those who is following him, why are you following me? He said to them in another part, do not follow me to labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food which is unto eternal life. But here he's saying, if you want to be a follower of Christ, you have to hate your parents, your children. What does it mean to hate in this case? Does he literally mean we have to seek bad things for them or wish bad things for them? Hate here doesn't mean hate in that sense at all, of course, as you all know. But hate here means you cannot pretend to love, for example, your children when it is love contrary to loving God. So if you love them through the love of God, then this is the perfect love which is needed in Christianity, which will benefit them and benefit you. But if you want to say, no, my son is too, for example, he's too young to fast, but the Lord said fasting is good for your son, then here he's saying, no. Don't trick yourself thinking that you are loving your son because you think you know better than the Lord what is good for your son. Or he needs his sleep. Let him sleep until 9:30 instead of waking him up for church. But you wake him up for school 7:30. How come his spiritual school, his spiritual nourishment is not more important? Here you think you're loving your son? No. In this case, I'd rather that you quote-unquote hate your son in order that you may actually truly love him in the love of God and bring him to what will lead him to his salvation. He who does not hate in this sense means doesn't love contrary to the love of God. We have to love each other, of course, our brothers and sisters and children and parents. We have to love everyone, but this love cannot be contrary to the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also, he gives another condition. He who does not bear his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. You want to follow Christ into the kingdom of heaven. You want to follow Christ into his resurrection. But there's no resurrection without a cross. Sometimes we spend too much time trying to avoid the cross, but the cross is the way to the resurrection. He who does not bear his cross cannot be my disciple. And he says last night to comfort us, those who heard the Vespers gospel, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes we see the burden of those, for example, the martyrs, and we don't have to look back thousands of years. We even have martyrs in our present age. For example, the 21 who were martyred in Libya. We say, oh, I cannot do what they did. That seems a very heavy burden that they carried. And indeed, it was not an easy thing for them to do. But the Lord says that, follow me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That means he carried the cross with them and made their burden light. And he gives to each one of us a cross that is suitable for us. He gives you a cross that's suitable for you that I can't carry. He gives me a cross that's suitable for me that you can't carry. He gives you a cross that is suitable for yourself. And he says, take my yoke upon you, as if they have the two animals that are pulling. He, our Lord Jesus Christ, is pulling with you. So don't worry, he's carrying the vast majority of the weight. He just wants you to have a share with him. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So one condition in order to follow Christ, you have to love each other through Christ, not love each other in a way that's contrary to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord says, come and I will give you eternal joy, but sometimes we want to substitute temporary happiness and we think that that's what's going to gladden our hearts or our children's hearts or our parents' hearts. For example, some people want to have a lottery ticket once in a while because they want to win the jackpot. But if the Lord wanted you to get earthly riches, he would have given you earthly riches. You don't have to buy a lottery ticket. And a lottery ticket is a small step towards maybe buying 10 lottery tickets. Or why not go to the casino and have a little bit of fun? We think that that's fun, but that is not love or not joy according to the will of God. So those small things, we have to be careful in our life because they could creep in slowly, unnoticed. Like I said, a lottery ticket leads to more, could lead to gambling and could lead to gambling addiction. And we see many in society who are very good people who easily get into those kinds of addictions. The same thing we could say with anything else, whether these days now they've made recreational drugs that are legal. Don't let yourself or your children play around with any of that stuff because it will lead you to eternal condemnation. Don't even experiment with those things. Don't even think of going near anything like that. He who wants to be my disciple has to carry his cross. You want to follow Christ, you will get all the goodness, but you will have to also carry your cross and suffer with the Lord. And the suffering that he gives you is only the suffering that he has measured out for you, the type and color and shape of cross that is suitable for you to carry. So don't try to wriggle away from your cross. And don't try to carry someone else's cross. He's prepared a cross for you that he knows he can help you carry. He who wants to be my disciple has to carry his cross and follow me. And following me, like we said, will lead to eternal happiness. And you have to have a long-term perspective. It's like when you invest your money in the bank. They tell you sometimes the money may increase and decrease, but you need to have a long-term perspective. As long as over a 5-year period or 10-year period, you're getting, for example, interest. That's just a small example. Here we're on earth for maybe 100 or 120 years. May the Lord give you all long and prosperous lives. But then that will end here. So you have to have a longer perspective on life. Whether you're here healthy or not healthy, or wealthy or not wealthy, or powerful or not, whether you're a manager or a director or a supervisor or entry-level position, it all doesn't matter because it only lasts those 100 or 120 years. But then you have 100 million, billion years. There's no concept of time to come. So do you prefer to live like the rich man who was faring sumptuously, living in his palace and happy for his 120 years, and then suddenly he went and he found that he had not been merciful on the poor, he had not been using his riches to attain heavenly riches. He went upstairs and he had no room upstairs. He had to go downstairs, and as you know the parable, he lived suffering for eternity. Or do you prefer to live and accept the cross that the Lord gave you? He gave a cross for Lazarus in that example, the poor man who was sitting at the gate of the rich man begging for crumbs of food, and no one would give him anything, and the dogs would be licking his wounds. Yes, he lived suffering for his 100 or 120 years, but then he has 100 billion gazillion years to come living, enjoying the comfort of the arms of Abraham and the forefathers in the presence of the Lord. So whether you live as poor as Lazarus, and thank God none of us here are suffering to that level, or whether you accept some persecution or some sickness or some waking up early or some avoiding certain types of food and fasting, and whether when you're sleepy, you force yourself to wake up and read the Word of God and talk to the one whom you love and who loves you. Whatever kind of cross you accept, carry your cross. It'll lead you to the Lord and to his resurrection and everlasting joy. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you. Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, he is coming again in his glory, judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father, and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy apostolic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the
entered into the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled it with the heavenly peace by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, Glory glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to according to goodwill alone, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil. Entailing death, and make us unworthy of our master to greet one another with a holy kiss, that without falling into condemnation, we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift. In Christ Jesus, our Lord.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي يسوع المسيح اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسم كفوا برعدتين وإلى الشرق انظروا ننصت
the intercessions of the Theotokos and Mary. O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved. Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Meet and right, meet and right, true indeed. It's meet and right. O you who are Master and Lord, God of truth, being before the ages and reigning forever, who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heavens, the earth, the sea and all that is therein, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things seen and unseen, who sits upon the throne of his glory and who is worshipped by all the holy ones.
You who are seated, stand
before whom stand the angels, the archangels, the principalities, the authorities, the thrones, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are here on doom. Stand the cherubim full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing, saying,
let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying,
of joy when we disobeyed your commandment by the gall of the serpent, we fell from the eternal life and were exiled from the paradise. Of joy, you have not abandoned us to the end, but have always without your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who were sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary.
Amen.
Incarnate and became, and taught us the way of salvation. He granted us the birth from on high through to water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own. For salvation unto death, which reign over us, whereby we are bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross. Set at your right hand, O Father, he has appointed a day for recompense, on which he will appear to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. Bro. and gave it all to his own only disciples and the apostles, saying, take it of enough all of you, for this is my body, which is broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sin. This is do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, he mixed of wine and water, and he gave thanks.
Amen.
He blessed them.
Amen.
And he sanctified. To his own holy disciples and silly apostles, saying, drink of it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins. This is due in remembrance of me.
This is also true. Amen.
For every time you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come.
Amen, amen, amen. Your death, O Lord, we proclaim. Your holy resurrection and ascension.
Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, ascension into the heavens, he's sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heaven, also full of glory, we offer unto you your gift from what is used for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling. Let us attend me.
And this bread he makes unto his holy body. This cup also into the precious blood of the new covenant.
Again I believe. Amen.
Given for the remission of sin and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Us all worthy, our Master, to partake of your holiness unto the purification of our souls, our bodies, and our spirits, that we may become one body and spirit, and may have a share and inheritance with all the saints who have pleased you since the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Pray for this peace of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired unto yourself with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are in them. For most remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop and Patriarch Pope Avatar II, and his partner in the spiritual ministry, our beloved Father Bishop Bono.
Pray for our Archpriest Pope Abba Tawadros II, Pope Patriarch and Archpriest of the great city of Alexandria, and for his partner in the apostolic ministry, our beloved Father the Bishop Ambabulus, and for our Orthodox bishops.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, with them, grant them unto your riches to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the orthodoxy of men's priests and deacons.
Pray for the hegumens, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
And all the servants and all who are in virginity and the purity of your all faithful people, Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O I say to this holy place, which is yours, and every place and every monastery of our Orthodox fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and of the city of ours and all of all cities, districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord, have mercy.
And on those who dwell there in God's faith. Gracious Yaakov, the Lord, the air of the heavens, the earth, the water, the rivers, the sea, the herbs, and the plants of the field this year, bless them.
Pray for the air of heaven, the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seeds, the herbs, and the plants of the field, the Christ of God may bless them, bring them to perfection, peace with our harm, have compassion upon his creation, which stands unmade, and forgive us our sins.
To the measure according to grace, give joy to the face of the earth. May its furrows be abundantly watered and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare it for sowing and harvesting. Manage our life and limb fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all, who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Fill our deed with us according to your goodness, or you will give fault for all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too, having sufficiency in everything, always may abound in every good deed.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for this holy and great Jesus gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy. Choice and take care of me and the answer of tear or a taranak is genepe.
doctrian schis ni profitis ni apostolos ni refios ni evangelistis ni martiros ni homologetis nem pneumanevin enethmi etaf gokevon chenefna. And Marcos pi apostolos et oem ogem martirus. Nem vi matrian scis et oem savirus, nem pensandius conus, nem vi aios atharatios bi apostolicos, nem vi aios vetros eru martirus pi Anshi eres, nem beayus Johannes Borasostomus, nem beayus Theodosius, nem beayus Theophinus, nem beayus Dimitrius, nem beayus Kerenlos, nem beayus Basilius, nem beayus Egregorius Bintheologos, nem beayus Egregorius Bintamaturos, nem beayus Egregorius pi Armenius. Nem visham dijemi tishmine tam tautik in nekira, nem visheteve Constantinopolis, nem vesnam shen devetus, nem veniuten vikeos, finishti av Antonius, nem vesmi av Pavli, nem bishom tetzoeb avam keri. Nem no shiriti erun et stavro furus. Nem beyot ayanet bigomenus, nem beyot abishoi pit fi pyromenteleos, fi menerit. أنت بن سوتير أنا غاتوس نم بنيو طبا بابلي برم تمو نم زكاين بثماد ديز نم ناشون سنيو تيثوا بن رومي أوس ماكسيموس نم دوميديوس نم بي أمام سيت مانتيروس نيكن لو ينتا شكيت نم بي بوري طواب Avamu si nem Johannes kami beberes viterus nem beot avadani vigomenus nem beot avain sodonus beberes viterus nem beot avapachum fantikenonienem todoros befmatidis Nem peniot avashenu dabe anshiman edritis, nem avaviso pefmathitis. Nem beot avatitleim endut bebrezviterus endeni etavsh. Nem beot avavra bebeskobus endevium nem giza, nem beot Michael el-Bahiri. Pefmathitis nem beniut ava kirillus bimansu nem Habib Girgis Piyarşidiye Kunus Neme Bukhoros Tirf Enteriyet O Eventak Nayete Voliten Nutigun Em Nutavha Nayinan Tiru Evesuk Oğuk matu gönüd ve pek niştin ran et oğuk et avmat yemmuf egeri egun.
Nitoş maruf doğrun en ran en tenin yot et oğuk en batre yarşis et avin kot. Epsos ma emton en obsikin tiru Want if can in novi non evo.
Mentioned and those whose names you have not mentioned, those are whom each one has in mind, and those who are not in our minds, and those who have fallen asleep and reposed in the feet of Christ, gracious your Lord, remember the souls of your servants. Anjil Basiri Mar and Elil Hanna Farag Labib Ibrahim Girgis Labib Daniel Yusuf Janit Kamil Munasami Aziz Ishaq Wagdi Aziz Manar Anub Fawzi Riyad Mithat Magdi Fuad Farid Latif Shunud and Mark Milad, gracious your Lord, repose on the souls, on their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, sustain them in a green pasture by the water of rest in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your saints.
Lord, have mercy.
Those, O Lord, whose souls you have taken repose them in the paradise of joy, in the region of the heavenly, forever in the region of the light, living forever and in the heavenly Jerusalem in that place. And we also sojourned in this place. Keep us in your peace. And grant, keep us in your faith, and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was, and shall be, it is from generation to all
that throughout the way into your kingdom, that as in this also in all things your great and holy name be glorified, blessed and exalted, and everything honored and blessed. Together with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son and the Holy Spirit,
Let us give thanks to God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. For he also has made a worthy now to stand in holy place, to lift up our hand and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the communion and partaken of his divine and immortal mysteries.
Amen.
The Christ, the Pantocrator, our Lord.
Amen, amen, pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Master and Lord, our God, the Creator, the Invisible, the Infinity, the Unchangeable and Immeasurable, you have sent us your true light, your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Eternal Logos. He who is there in the fatherly bosom at all times himself came down and dwelt in undefiled virginal womb. She being virgin gave birth to him while her virginity is perpetual.
Eleison, Lord, have mercy.
The angels praise him, and the heavenly host shout unto him, cry and sing, holy,
Holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of you. Holy, glory. Likewise, we too, the weak and sinful, make our worthy with them, O good, the lover of mankind, Master, that we, the pure heart, we may pray you together with him and the Holy Spirit, the quiescential Trinity, and raise our eyes towards you, our Holy Father, who art in the heaven, and say, our Father.
Cristo, Cristo, Cristo,
Cristo, Cristo, Cristo, Cristo, Cristo, Cristo,
Cristo,
and forgive my many sins, and wear salvation through the abundance, that your grace be multiplied in abundance because of my own sins and abomination of my heart. Deprive not your people of the grace of your holy people. And Holy Spirit, O God, absolve us and absolve all your people for every sin, for every curse, and every denial, and every false oath, and from every encounter with the heretics and the heathens. O Master, grant us reason, power, understanding to flee from any evil deeds of adversary, and grant us to do what is pleasing unto you all times. Inscribe our names with all the choir of your saints in the kingdom of heaven, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Bless our kids when we have all the exams in these days. Bless all the people in the church, and bless the services, and my father, and all the servants, and the deacon, and the people who are in distress and all transgressions. Forgive them. Strengthen our church and grant our love in all people, with all the people. Remember, O Lord, our congregation, bless them.
Save them in and with your spirit in the fear of God, let us attend.
The whole is for the holy. Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ. our Son of God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen.
Amen.
The holy honor body and the true blood of Jesus Christ, Son of our God. Amen. The body and the blood of Emmanuel, our God, this is in truth. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe, and confess to the last breath that the life-giving flesh that your only begotten Son, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, even when divinity was unmeaning, without confusion, without alteration, he with no good confession before Pontius Pilate gave it up for us upon the holy word of the cross, of and well for us all. Truly, I believe that his divinity parted not the firmity for a single moment, nor the willing of an eye, given for us for salvation and remission of sins and eternal life for those who partake of him. I believe, I believe, I believe that it is so in truth. Amen.
Ah, 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 ah,
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. In te
So
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in. Give us this day our dear bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.